Despite the pushback by the superannuation industry that we heard there from Greg Combe, this legislated increase in the super guarantee levy is now in some doubt, I think it's fair to say. David Crowe joins us. Hello, David.
Morning, Fran.
This political brawl over superannuation was really supercharged by the minister's comment here on Breakfast yesterday that she's ambivalent about next year's legislated rise in the super guarantee. What did you make of the minister's half-hearted response about the increase? Do you think the government's looking to defer it?
Well, I think that they're in two minds. I think they're getting this pressure from Liberal MPs on the backbench to defer it to, or even to, when in fact, I think that the backbench position is that the guarantee is currently 9.5% and it should stop there and not go any higher. Now, that's the determined view of that backbench group. Jane Hume was very interesting with that word ambivalent. I actually think that that sums up this sort of this conflicted view in the government about whether they should do it. But I think that in the ministry, they're looking at it fairly carefully because, let's face it, you could stop it, but it wouldn't do a lot for the economy during the pandemic. Let's face it, that 9.5%, the 10% increase, takes effect in July 2021. The 12% super guarantee level is not reached until 2025. So if you're going to stop it now, you're not actually making a huge difference to the economic fortunes during the pandemic. And when the government's got a lot of things to look at in how it handles the economic recession, I think this one is fairly low down the list, Okay. Not right at the top.
David, on another issue, we spoke earlier with Independent Senator Rex Patrick. He's got new information about the so-called Watergate scandal. He's got documents now which show that the $80 million paid by the Commonwealth for a water purchase was almost double the price recommended by the independent valuation to the department. On the face of it, seems a lot of taxpayers' money was spent, well, wasted perhaps. He says it's recklessness at best and perhaps it goes further. Does the government still have questions to answer about this purchase?
I think so, because it looks like what's new here is this Collier's valuation, which Rex Patrick has obtained under Freedom of Information. And so we've got a new document that sheds more light on the process used in order to put a value on this water. Mm. Now, I think it is also worth pointing out that it was only about a month ago that the Australian National Audit Office released a report into what was happening with water purchases generally, not this individual deal, although Kia Ora, one of these properties, was mentioned in that audit. So the Auditor General has looked at this stuff and found deficiencies with the way the department was handling it. But it's interesting, I did a search and I couldn't find a reference to this Collier's valuation. So that document is new from what I can see. And it could raise extra questions. But it wasn't exactly a damning audit from the Auditor General. So there are conflicting views about whether the processes within the department are robust enough. There were criticisms, but not damning ones, by the Auditor General.
Well, it certainly raised issues about transparency, if not accountability. Yeah. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Melbourne Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.